Good day, everyone. Good day. It's Thursday, February 1st, 2018, the second month of the year. Wow. January's done. It's in the books. It's history. This is the Walking Leader 365. I was just letting all that sink in because it's crazy. So, today, continuing talking about beginning with the end in mind. And yesterday, I talked about sharing with others, sharing your vision, your mission, your goals, what you want to accomplish. And not everyone has the same mission or vision as you do. Everyone is going to be different. The way they do it certainly is going to be different than you. Remember, I talked about this on Monday. There's a bank robber, and then there's the people that want to work. And the people that want to work certainly say that's the best way to do it. But the bank robber says, why go to all that hassle? I'll just rob two banks, and I'm a millionaire. It doesn't work that way either, folks. So remember that. It's all subjective. And yesterday I talked about understanding that no two mission, vision, goals are the same. You know, one wants a dirt bike, you want $1 million in your bank account. And that's fine. That's fine. But you also have to respect others on how they're accomplishing what they want to accomplish. It's the mission. It's the vision. It's the journey. Not the end sometimes. Sometimes the journey is what it's all about. And when it becomes the journey, we cannot criticize others and how they're taking that journey. Sure, you might have gone down that path and you found it to be successful. Oh, I wrote 3 books or I wrote 7 books. Well, that's fine for you. But someone else has no inclination to write a book. Someone might just have an inclination of smashing it down your throat and saying, I'm going to have $1 million or I'm going to do this and there's nothing you can do about it and this is me and this is what I'm going to ram down your throat. And while it might work for them, it's probably not the right thing to do, is jamming things down people's throat. You let them make the decision. You let them know this is what's going on. This is what you're doing. And you go from there. And by the same token, they're going to let you know. Maybe that's the only thing they know, is just to cram it down people's throat and demand the respect instead of earning the respect. Instead of going about it and doing it the right way. However, you still have to respect the journey. You still have to respect the fact that they're doing something as opposed to just sitting there on the sidelines remaining quiet and or manipulating others to do the dirty work for them, to do their bidding, because they lack the guts. They lack what it takes to stand up for themselves and say, hey, you know what? Enough's enough. So either way, something has to be done. Either way, somebody has to stand up and say, that's it. Either way, the journey is still the top priority. So respect others on their way to accomplishing what they want to accomplish. It might not be what you believe in. It might not be the thing you would do. It might not be, heck, even in your mind, the right thing. But if it's working for them, then let them be. And if it's not working for them, what do you do? How do you tactfully say something to somebody? Because they're going to go on the offense right away. Because maybe deep down the back of their mind, they already know what they're doing is wrong, but don't want to be called on it. Having the guts to say, hey, look, take it however you want to take it, but this is what I believe. This is my observation. This is what I'm going to tell you is happening that is not going in the right direction. Having other people do your dirty work for you is not the right thing. Do your own damn dirty work. Cramming down your belief system, cramming it down other people's throat, is probably not the best way to win people over. But I respect your journey. I respect your doing something. I respect the fact that you want people to know and understand who you are and what you're growing into and what you're becoming. But you have got to earn their respect too along the way. You can't just stand up and say, well, today I am this and you will respect that and you will bow down to that and that's it. No, it's not the way it works. This is the 21st century. We're all getting older faster than we like to think. And if we can't respect the fact that other people are getting just as old as we are, if you can't respect the fact that people are all having their own struggles, then maybe it's time to reevaluate what your belief system is, where you come from, and where you want to be. Because folks, the respect that you give today is going to come back at you tenfold. But if you're giving no respect, then you get nothing back. You might as well just be saying the negative stuff and forgetting and ignoring the positive, any positive. Something to consider, something to think about, and most of all, something to let rattle around in your brain up there. Because again, respect the journey. They're going to respect you. And who knows? You might get there a little faster. Folks, I'll talk to you tomorrow.